Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am LaLisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach LaLisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, you know, everybody needs empowerment. People need to stay empowered. You know, we have so many things coming at us today. We have the problems and situations that we see in the economy. If you're trying to keep a job, you're trying to get a job, it can be very frustrating. You need empowerment. Certainly, if you're in college, you're trying to make it through semester after semester, you're trying to start a business, you certainly need to be empowered. Well, today and every Wednesday, we have our very, very own special empowerment motivator. This is an empowerment guru. This is a person that I even recently just learned that he's, you know, traveled halfway around the country, and he's working on many powerful, powerful deals that are only coming about because of empowerment. So he's here with us today, as he is each and every Wednesday, which we're so grateful and happy, yay, to have him here with us. And we know that he has been empowering you. That's why you've tuned in. And again, we can't thank you enough. Thank you to all those who are listening right now via the chat room. If you're on the switchboards, we're going to come back to you later. If you have a question, we'll try to get that question out to Mr. Versie Walker, the author of Success, How Did I End Up Here? And with that question, he's going to answer that for you. He's going to tell you how he ended up there. But today, I'm going to go to him, and he is going to share with you the tips, the tools, and strategies for you to be a success in life. Welcome to the show again, Mr. Versie Walker. Okay, Mr. Walker's probably saying, yeah, LaLisa, if you could pick up my phone line. Hey, Mr. Walker, welcome. Okay, Mr. Walker, you're on the air. Yes, he may have his phone on mute. Don't you go away.
I'm here.
There you are. I knew you were there. You should see these phone lines, Mr. Walker. They are blowing up. I probably have to. We probably have people trying to call in that can't get in. Mr. Walker, congratulations. This is the absolute first time that since I've been on here with this show that we've had every line filled up.
Oh, my goodness. No, that's excellent. That's excellent.
You're the man. Mr. Walker, they've been waiting. I don't want to delay. Take it away.
Great. Well, again, I want to say thank you and good morning to everyone, and definitely to the listeners for dialing in, and also to you, LaLisa, for allowing, you know, for me to share at this time and during this time with the listeners my experiences and my thoughts and my beliefs. And just again, want to say thank you so much. It has truly been a blessing to be with you. And I agree with what you said as far as the empowerment and the things and struggles that we're going through today. I know the last 2 years have been a bombardment of disappointment for many people, but I want you to understand wholeheartedly, because I do, and I had to make sure I got to this place, you must understand as individuals, whether you're a business owner, husband, wife, entrepreneur, or an employee, there's going to be some time that doubt will seep in. And I know I mentioned on the first call about, you had mentioned about Peter walking on the water, and I said Peter did not start to sink until he let, you know, doubt seep in. But the great thing about, you know, God's good graces is that he doesn't leave you when you have that doubt. It's like any other father or mom. When my son says, Dad, you're not strong enough to pick that item up, I don't leave him in that doubt. I go in there and I dismiss that, and I prove to him that I can lift that item. So I want, you know, all the callers to know today that the presence of doubt doesn't mean the absence of faith. So I want to repeat that again. The presence of doubt doesn't mean the absence of faith. So you go down this journey in which we're talking about empowerment, being inspired and motivated, and sometimes the weight will get heavy. And sometimes you will start to question, why me, why this, where should I go next, and where should I turn? That faith is still in your heart. It's just a doubt that is seeping in your mind. It's just a challenge that you have to overcome, that obstacle to get to where you want to be. But also, doing that challenge becomes your test, and the only way you can have a testimony is to go through a test. So I say again, I want you all to know that the presence of doubt does not mean the absence of faith. So don't feel that, you know, your father or your God or your spirit will leave you because you doubt whatever this journey is, because you don't know what the conclusion will be because you didn't write it. But just, again, have that faith and know that you will overcome all obstacles. And people like myself and Coach LaLisa is here to help you through. Now, with that being said, I want to kind of touch base back to last week's call when Hope Harper called in, and she had questions regarding her personal and business finances. And I just want to mention a few ways that she can perhaps reduce her overall expenses while increasing her revenue. And this is not just for Hope. It also goes along with all of our callers, no matter what stage that you're at in your financial position, either you're that big CEO or you know the head of your own corporation, or just the head of your household. We need to think of more creative ways in this economy to circumvent our financial situations, because it may not be appropriate, or you may not have the opportunity to go out and get a second job to increase your income, and that in turn could also increase your expenses because now your travel, your clothes, etc. But again, for the listeners today, I highly recommend shopping around. See what the best rates are. Find out if there's opportunities where they can have a reduction in the services that you're receiving from whoever your vendors are. It could be your local phone service. It can be your automobile repair individual or company. There may be, again, an opportunity where you can save $1 to $5 per transaction. And that may sound minimal to you, but you'll see as we go on in the conversation how that really affects your bottom line. Also, as a business owner that has services and or materials and supplies from vendors, I strongly recommend sending out requests for quotes, also known as RFQs. For many of the supplies and services that you are already getting materials from, they have a competitor. It may be locally or it may be across the country. But by sending out the RFQs, you now have the best price quotes in your hand, and you can make a side-by-side comparisons with your services and your features and see what benefits you are receiving or perhaps are not, and also can reduce down your overall monthly expenditures, thereby increasing maybe cash flow or your savings. And I know that was a concern with Hope, that she wanted to reestablish her savings and have that cash reserve to make sure she can make it through those low months. Now, the reason that this becomes so critically important, because you have to stay competitive in today's marketplace and must find, like I said, those creative ways and how you can cut costs wherever you can. And in fact, the reason I brought this up, because it just dawned on me, when I was ready to print my book, I sent out 62 RFQs to various printers, editors, and also paper companies. Now, I did this in the most efficient way possible. I did it through an email. I sent out an email blast to each of the individuals, so I didn't even have to leave the confines of my office. Also, by doing this, I just took one standard formatted request. I then blind copied each of the other companies, so they didn't even know that they were being competitively viewed at all. But 62 separate different RFQs went out to various different companies. And as I said, you must do these processes because it would have been cost prohibitive to mail out 62, and it would have been time restraints, and also to sit there on the phone and talk to each individual and go line by line. Within the 2 days, I was getting so many responsive emails back with various quotes based on my parameters and what my needs were. And it's very effective, and I highly recommend doing that no matter what you're purchasing, if it's for the family television or for the office computer. Do that, and you can save yourself a bundle. And actually a big headache because you never even have to leave home. Now, also, I'm sorry?
That's awesome information, and I know Ms. Harper is going to be glad to get that. So this is very powerful. She wasn't able to get on the call. No doubt she called in after the other callers, and there's just not room for her this morning, but she'll go back and listen to the archives. So I will be calling her as soon as we hang up to let her know. But that is, you know, I never thought about, you know, I worked in purchasing department where it was my job to send out competitive quoting. That's what all businesses do. So
correct.
You're bringing this right down to the very, very small business owner. I tell you, this is a powerful information. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Now, we know hope is always nearby. So, again, we'll catch you, not today, the next time around, and thank you for your support. Now, also, secondly, for Hope and others, again, on the phone, she can do something as simple as calling her energy provider right there in Ohio and find out from them, based on her usage and also what they see on their grid as maybe an ideal time to run her machines and her presses, so that instead of doing it at 10 o'clock in the morning, especially for those items that don't need to be pushed out until a week later. So if the best time for her is, let's say, at 7 p.m. to run those presses, and she can see where her bill is now $1,000, but now running the presses and also the machines to clean the clothes, by doing it at 7, she now sees that she's at, $900. That's a savings of $100. That could be per week, per day, or per month. But, it's a savings that affects her bottom line so that she doesn't have to perhaps increase prices, or now she has more capital that she can have for reserve and or for cash flow. Now, when you look at this in this manner, and I know I just talked about $100 being, a small amount that could actually impact the bottom line, I have an example as well that if you get rid of maybe an item that you don't use as much, and for me, it was my telephone, my home telephone. I had my business lines. I had my cell phone. I didn't even answer my phone at home. So I actually reduced my overall expenses by just changing how I did business. I got rid of my $200-plus a month phone bill by switching to an Internet-based phone provider. Now, get this. What I'm about to tell you may just blow your socks off. I now pay less than $2 per month for my phone service, and I retained all of the same features as I had with my previous higher price service providers. So I went from $200 plus per month for phone, fax, and everything else they had bundled with me to now I'm spending less than $2 per month. I immediately saw an $1,100 a year increase in my overall savings or a decrease in my expenditures by doing that, and I still have the same quality of phone service that I had prior to that. Now, when we look at that coupled with the process of increasing revenue, sometimes it can be just as simple as a savings or an increase in your sales prices on your items or your services by just pennies. The small increase per unit, per customer, per day can be minimal to each of the customers, but it could be substantial to your bottom line. This works, you know, this works exceptionally well, especially when you're already lower than your nearest competitor, when your prices are cheaper or lower than your nearest competitors, and or when you provide high-quality service. And so I don't want people to get confused that, you know, I have to sell my prices, you know, in a cheap fashion or have it be perceived as less than the next, you know, competitor or the next best thing. You don't have to. I mean, you go to Panera Bread, they charge my daughter almost $5 for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I don't think they should, because I can buy the same jar and the loaf of bread and eat for the next week. But they have it, you know, and that's true, but they have it priced and they have the ambiance and the presence that makes you want to. You know, you can sit outside, you know, great services. But because they provide a high-quality service, you know, I then pay an additional premium for this product that, again, I have in my cabinet at home. But what I want to further explain and definitely break down to our listeners today that an increase in your income or revenue as little as $1, if you save that or place it in a savings that's earning 5% daily compounding, that $1 in 1 year will net you $374. And in 5 years, that same $1 done in the same manner will net you $2,073.
Wow.
Now get this. In 30 years, that same $1 saved in the same manner would then become $25,415. And
that's
we
good.
Blow it. Yeah, and we blow a dollar, you know, just each day on just frivolous things. We don't even think about it. But I want to take that a step further. If you increase that to $5, that could be the cost, you know, the cost of a cup of coffee and a donut. Each day, if you increase that to just $5, or you can find $5 in your business where you're not paying it to your vendors, you're not paying it to your landlords, and you can now retain that in your business or in your pocket, that $5 with the 5% compounding daily is now going to be $1,871 in 1 year. That's $1,500 more than just saving $1. And in 5 years, that same savings becomes $10,366. Now, get this. In just 30 years, that savings of $5 per day at 5% interest now becomes $127,000. That could be your kids' tuition. That could be your vacation home. That can be an additional business or the enjoyment of your grandchildren.
Yes.
It's those incremental incidentals that we just say, you know what, I was at the, you know, beauty salon and I just, you know, bought something, or, you know, I bought a DVD or something. And we were looking for creative ways to stay within our business, to expand our business, or to start our business. And oftentimes the resources are right there. It's just how we're using it. And I think you can kind of get the picture of where I'm going with that. You know, everything is right there in front of you, and it's just act and you shall receive. And oftentimes it's just revamping what you're accustomed to doing that would enable you and allow you to do far greater and far more.
And sometimes it's that mindset, you know, just having the mindset to say, you know what, I can really do this.
Correct.
I can really...
Correct.
Make those small changes. Use just the concept of it. Sometimes we just don't get it. So we're not even going to attempt it, and so therefore we're not going to get the result. And then we say, oh, you know what, that didn't work.
Correct, correct. And therein lies the doubt that if we allow that to resonate and we reside in that, that then becomes failure. The attempt is not the failure. The attempt that is not successful is not the failure. It's when you live in that. That's when it becomes failure. And so now you probably exacerbate the situation by doing something even more adverse. And there's been situations where people have, you know, preached to me how they're going to get income property or, you know, some type of real estate investment, and they're going to just, you know, use that to, you know, foster other ideas and concepts. And you see them 2 months later and they have a brand new shiny car. You're like, well, what happened to the building? Well, they said I couldn't get it, so I just went out and bought a car. So you traded a liability for an asset. You made, you know, one earnest attempt at your dream, and when it didn't come as you wanted it to, You then went out and now have virtually hurt yourself because once that car is on your credit, the building, the house, or properties won't ever be. And it's funny how banks operate. You know, they'll give you, you know, the property, and then the next day you can buy the car. But if you buy the car, tomorrow you won't have the property. And I think we have to think, you know, more in long terms. And I think this lesson of the financial catastrophe that we're in today is definitely evident of that. We have to think long term. The good times will roll out. They, you know, it won't stay the same. And you'll see, and I know it probably happened for you, Lalisa, because it happened for me, that during my launch and my grand opening of my various businesses, the numbers were out the roof. And I felt that this would, you know, continue to happen. And honestly, and this is where I'm going to just kind of go back to, I was listening to last week's conversation with Fran Briggs, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. I actually agreed with everything that she said on that call regarding corporate sponsorship and the process of getting it done. It is not easy. You know, you have to change your mindset, and that's what you just said, because once you change your mindset to stop thinking like an employee or a salesperson, and now how do I better market myself? How do I speak the language that would align me to partnership with this corporation or organization or individuals that can best benefit me? But I can't let them perceive that it's only going to benefit me. I have to demonstrate and illustrate how by doing so will help benefit them as well. Because, you know, it doesn't make sense for you to beg your girlfriend for money to buy a dress for a party that she's going to look good in on Saturday. Because you start to think, well, what's in it for me? I'm giving up the money so that you can look good. What's in it for me?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. That mindset thing, that's huge, because we are in, we have the subconscious mind that's on automatic.
Correct.
And it's used to behaving a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Without us even knowing that's how we're behaving or thinking.
Correct.
So, sometimes it's so hard to change, to switch gears.
Correct.
And we are grateful that you're going to be here, you know, each and every Wednesday, pouring in. You see, you know, repetition. My aunt used to tell me, learning is, you know, repetition breeds learning. Once they come every week, every day they're coming, they're being empowered, and sometimes it's just like when you go to work out in the gym, you may not always see the direct result.
Correct.
Keep going to that gym. You keep going, even though your skirt size didn't change or your pants size or your belt size didn't change, but you keep going to that gym, and all of a sudden, 6 months later, now you see the results.
There you go. That's true. That is true.
Yes. Go ahead. I just wanted to, you know, commend
you.
No,
I appreciate that, and thank you. And again, I commend your listeners for dialing in. You have a strong following. I'm receiving emails and Facebook posts that you're awesome. And I'm like, well, you're telling me something about, you know, I'm going to call you my auntie. You're talking about my auntie. I already know that. I know, you know, that she is powerful and she's dynamic, you know. And I appreciate, again, the time in which you spend to make sure that you deliver this information. And you're right, repetition brings about. I think it said years ago, if you do something for 30 days, it becomes a habit. And once it becomes a habit, it becomes a lifestyle. And, you know, not everybody gives up their habits. You know, you have a habit of playing golf, habit of getting your nails and hair done every week. That becomes now your lifestyle, and we have to continue to do that, to empower us and strengthen us from our core. And again, it goes back to, you know, there is going to be some doubt, and you're going to have sometimes that you're going to have misgivings about what you're doing. Just continue to forge forward, and things will then happen for you. What I'm going to do next week is going to start beginning a series where I'm going to talk about the three fears that we're born with, and then I'm going to talk about the six fears that we have that are learned behaviors that we need to unlearn, which would then help us become successful in everything we do. And it actually piggybacks on what you said about, you know, the fact that my dress size or pant size hasn't changed. Well, sometimes we lose weight, sometimes we lose inches, and sometimes we don't understand our internal organs, and that 5 minutes on the treadmill just helps to prevent that plaque from, you know, clogging your arteries, and we don't even know it. But we just need to keep doing it, especially when we made that conviction to do so. And before I get off the line, I want to make sure that I do leave at least the listeners with a few tips for reducing expenses. And this can be for the business owners and, again, like I say, just our everyday homeowners. What I first recommend is that you can get an assistant. Get an assistant, and you can look at local high schools and colleges where they have internships, and many of them are free to you. They are credit producing for the individual, so it helps too for their community service, but it is actually free to you. As I said at the top of the hour, request competitive quotes from everyone that you do business with. And again, it doesn't matter. Just whoever you do business with, see what the competitors are willing to offer and how low the guy or the person you're doing business with is willing to go. It's not personal. This is business. I also recommend highly to get rid of your land-based phone line. It can reduce your expenses as much as $200 per month. All those features that you don't use and that you don't need are sitting there costing you in your tax dollars and also in your expenses and your inability to save. Consider an internet-based phone and fax service. I have them both for my 800 numbers, for my fax, for my business, for my home. Also, recycle wherever you can. Any letter that goes out or that I have typed up and I print, if it's not right, we usually just ball it up and throw it away. I now just turn it over and put it back in the printer and use it for another run. Buy in bulk whenever you can. That, you know, extra $2 for the bulk item can now maybe produce another week worth of opportunity because that now additional $2 extended that feature or that item or that product for you to use continuously. Ask for discounts whenever making purchases. And as Fran said last week, find a business partnership or sponsor to help finance your business so that you're not underfunded and have to close your doors.
That's good. That's good. Well, I tell you, it's been awesome, fabulous. If anyone had a question, I'm sure they would have hit the number one key. We only have about 2 minutes left to the show, so we want to be mindful. We know some people are on their way to meetings with these new business partners. I tell you, when I got off the phone with Fran last week, I immediately went out and got about two or three partners that quick.
Wow.
The quick turnaround.
Wow.
You know why? Because my mind was changed. And
correct.
So, and I, again, Dr. Dennis Kimbrough says the pocketbook can't grow until the mind grows. And I think Les Brown said, if you take your money, your book, and you know, in other words, if you get knowledge first, spend your money on knowledge, then later knowledge will fill your pocket, your wallet.
There you go.
And, you know, he said, so this is awesome. Great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again to everyone listening. Those of you who are listening all over the state of New Jersey, those of you who are calling from Ohio and Canada, and we have listeners from all over the world because Blog Talk Radio is global. It's already global, Mr. Walker. I want you all to know that Mr. Versi Walker will be here in person in New Jersey at our July 17th Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and Awards. Brunch is going to be held at the Wyndham. You can go to my Facebook page and get information about that. You can go to my website, lalisajwilliams.com, and you can get information about that. I'm going to see if Mr. Walker will put up something on his website as well to let people know he is going to be here. Hopefully he will be able to, you know, do a quick segment on these things that he's talking about, the RFPs, the requests for quotes, RFQs, requests for quotes, and these other ideas that he has shared with you to help you steps to be empowered. He is going to be here, but you will be able to connect with him July 17th. Put it on your calendar. Get your tickets. The tickets are only $25. And you buy one, you get one free, so you get to bring a friend, a colleague, a mentee, someone you're working with. So, again, we're out of time. Thank you again, Mr. Versi Walker.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Yes, and thanks, and have a great day to all of you. This has been Coach Lalisa.
Excellent.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. but we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Felisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.